The northernmost national capital is on our GeoQuiz radar today, and the city's annual Modern Arts Festival is underway. The event brings out artists of all stripes and colors. Boston Globe travel writer Tom Haynes is in this cool and creative place. Tom, you're in the land of Arctic terns and thermal geysers. Tell us where you are and what is going on around you.
Well, I'm in the capital of Reykjavik, the port city here in Iceland, and what is going on around me today is this arts festival. It exhibits both out in the streets, interactive public art, and today a lot of it is taking place inside the Reykjavik Art Museum, so I'm going to head into the museum.
Tom, the stated purpose of this arts festival, like many festivals, is to promote Icelandic culture in all fields of art. Mm-hmm. Is it about challenging the public with art? And I guess that's kind of a coded way of asking, how weird does this art get?
I mean, I think it is. I think, you know, first of all, the artist, I think any one artist would tell you, you know, they're sort of following their own muse and motivation. But it was at a reception last night in which the president of Iceland said, you know, look, this is a way to sort of challenge how we see things and how we think about things. And that can take many forms. I'm walking through a room right now, and it's just different colors of fluorescent light, green, red, purple, and then white space. And it kind of takes you into this sort of in-between place, really focused on the color. The cool thing about this is there is a side to contemporary Icelandic culture that kind of both creates and kind of feeds off of an international scene of art. And so you've got, I'll just give you another example. I'm standing next to a display case with a FedEx envelope in which an artist from New York had written a letter, and it's called Touch. And he sent it to the museum director and said, circulate this among the people of Iceland. So this letter apparently is being passed from hand to hand. And the artist says, time is not a limit for this experiment. So take from that what you will.
We'll have to dust it for fingerprints to find out just how successful it was. What happens outside the museums? I mean, does this spirit of experimentation kind of spill out onto the street?
There is some of this sort of public display art. There is this house that is half submerged in a pond. So commuters are blowing past this thing on their way to work. And maybe some are wondering, geez, what happened to that house? On the main thoroughfare downtown, there is this corner that has been taken over with hundreds of portraits of Icelandic children. Some people may just see it as a billboard, but others may really sort of stop and connect to it. So you kind of, you know, it's very, very cool in that it's subdued and it's not a lot of kind of kinetic energy overall, but you go into these worlds, in and out of these artistic worlds.
You sent our producer David LaValle an email today, and I'd like to quote from it, if you don't mind. Oddly, one guest here is Dr. Ruth, as in Dr. Ruth Westheimer, whom I sat next to this afternoon. She stroked my chin and talked about media and sex and such. Nice lady. What do you mean she stroked your chin?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in a grandmotherly way. We were talking about something, and who's stroking my cheek and chin and sort of, you know, sort of trying to make a point about something. You know, actually, very nice lady, very nice lady.
That's very
sweet. And she said they invited her to talk about sex and the life of the artist. And she turned to me and said, but that's not what I'm talking about. I have my own agenda. So well, that she's presenting on Sunday, and it remains to be seen. But right now, I'm stuck in a walled room with a locked door in the art museum, just kind of pondering things.
What do you mean a locked room, Tom? Explain that.
Yeah, so this is a very cool exhibit. It's a room that you walk up, and it's a door. And there's a simple sign that says, when you close this door, it will be locked for 5 minutes. So you step through, you push the door shut, it slowly starts to dim and darken, and there becomes this kind of bass rumbling sound. This just kind of crescendos, and so I'm assuming that we're closing toward darkness here.
It's almost like an eclipse. Well, don't get too claustrophobic. Maybe you can take us out with a little music from one of the bands that's buzzworthy in Reykjavik at the moment, a group called Amino.
These are four young women who sort of have this deconstructed band in which everybody plays everything from the harp and the cello to trumpets and xylophone and synthesized music and shifting around, and it's, as you'll hear, I'll just that's it, and you listen and you can figure it out.
Tom Haynes, travel writer for the Boston Globe, on the move in Reykjavik, Iceland, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco. Good talking to you.